And joining me right now here on the Mark Moses Show, this guy does a great job here in Brevard County with Space Ghost Daily. I follow him all the time. It's a must on Twitter. His name is Juan Rodriguez. We got much to discuss, especially Orlando Magic playoffs coming up this weekend. Juan, how you doing today?
Doing good, man. Doing good. I'm glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. How long have you been working with Space Ghost Daily?
Yeah, so I believe I'm going on my fifth year at the end of this year. So I've been around, I would say, and I've done a lot of coverage here on all realms of sports, whether it's basketball, football, baseball, you name it. So it's been a blast.
Were you doing play-by-play for football last fall with J.C. Meyerholtz by any chance?
Yes. J.C. and I, we've been broadcasting football games, high school football games, the last 2 years together. And, you know, it's been a pleasure with him. He's a true professional, and he really puts a lot of work into his craft. But, yeah, we've had the pleasure to cover a lot of the Coco games, mainly the two-time back-to-back state champs recently. And, yeah, you know, it's been a lot of fun, and we really do a great job covering high school football here.
I don't know if you saw this. I brought this up the other day, Juan, where Coco football on social media – they already put out like a photo for the 24 season, and it has like a tiger that looks like the Grim Reaper. They want three in a row. Do you feel like how dominant they've been, quarterback coming back? Do you think they could go for three in a row this fall?
Oh, I think so. I mean, I've been able, like I said, I've been able to cover them the past few seasons. I see the talent that they have now and how young they were last season to be able to do what they did against St. Thomas. And throughout the whole season, in the playoffs and so forth, I mean, they almost made it look a little too easy at times. I know a lot of those players moved on and so forth, but a lot of that core that really helped get them to that level, and that's, you know, quarterback Brady Hart, receiver Javon Boggs, and defensive end Javion Hilson. I mean, these guys are nationally ranked four-star athletes. Brady's a three-star, I believe, right now, or four. I might be wrong. But, I mean, these guys are something else. If no one's been able to catch, you know, one of their games or some of their highlights, definitely check them out.
I have told this to Coach Snyder. I don't understand what's in the water in Coco. From the standpoint of, like, I've covered a lot of different high school teams. They just restock. What is it? Is there something in the sauce? What is it in your eyes where they're just constantly showing up with great players?
Yeah, you know, I think part of it has to do with the history. I think, you know, what Coach Wilkinson did before and prior, I think he was able to put Coco on a map, And I think everyone in the community growing up, they all saw that these kids, that they saw the success they've had, you know, over the past few decades. And now these kids are older, they stay and they buy into what is now Coach Snyder's program and what he's been able to do with it. And, you know, I think they just buy in. They see the production. They see the success. And then you talk about the players that have moved on. When you see three players from that high school enter the draft from the same high school, I mean, that's kind of unseen territory on a national scale. You don't really see that often in one draft. So I think that's another great example of, you know, what they're able to do and how kids now can follow suit if they buy in.
How proud are you of Brevard County overall? I know 17 schools where, you know, you have Rockledge, always competitive. You know, you have Heritage. We talk about Coco. Melbourne's had good teams. Vieira. How proud are you of this area when it comes to high school football?
Oh, extremely proud. I've been able to catch, you know, as many games as I can, but I stay very in tune with the community, the football community, and make sure, you know, I'm keeping my eyes out for all that's going on in the county with football. And you talk about the talent, the coaches, the programs in general, and the school spirit that some of these programs have here. You know, people want to think about, you know, South Florida as the powerhouse. Then you've got the boarding schools like the IMGs and stuff. But Brevard County, I mean, you can, some of the top programs here, you can line them up with just about anybody at a, you know, certain extent.
I agree with you from the standpoint, every year Brevard County has a team in a state championship game. That's how I look at it every year. And now are they going to win it? That's another story. But every year deep in the playoffs, you're absolutely right. What sports are you covering right now for Space Ghost Daily?
Yeah. So, you know, we're in the midst of of baseball season. Of course, we have our Cocoa Beach spring training that's Space Coast Daily hosts. So we've been doing a lot of coverage with that as of right now. But yeah, keeping an eye on that. Of course, keeping an eye on all the Kelly Slater news. Actually, there's been a lot of news with him going on and hinting retirement. I guess he kind of just teased some retirement like yesterday or something like that.
What?
But yeah, something like that. Some interview, he said that this might be the end. It was actually trending, but I don't think it's exactly confirmed. Hey, I think everyone just kind of...
Have you met Kelly Slater before?
I haven't. I met his brother, though, at a movie theater on a very...
What?
At a random occasion, but I met his brother. The Kelly Slater van was outside and everything, but it wasn't him. It was his brother. It looks just like him, though.
We got to put this one on the bucket list. We have to meet Kelly Slater. We have to do it.
There we go.
We have one time. Here's the closest I've gotten to him. So his like statue with Cocoa Beach, which is awesome. I took a photo of it and did it as an Instagram story saying like, oh man, I'm here with Kelly Slater. You know how you look on stories, you can see who looked at it? Kelly Slater looked at it. That's the closest I've gotten.
No way.
That's what it is.
That's awesome. Hey, that counts for something, man.
And I was at a thrift store. This is about 5 months ago. At a thrift store, I found Kelly Slater Pro Surfer on Nintendo GameCube for $5, and I bought it. And I need him to sign it. There you go.
Oh, that'd be awesome. That'll be awesome. So the bucket list, we got to put that towards the top.
Yes, we do. Juan does a great job as well, where I know he covers the Orlando Magic, just like me. I saw you at Magic Media Day back in September, which was a long time ago. When you were there talking to players and coaches, what were your expectations then when we went into the season?
Yeah, I mean, when you walk around, I mean, first of all, the brand new facility just gives it this whole new touch to the organization and feel. And you go in there and it just feels like it's a team with a clear vision now. And they're not that they weren't before, but if you know the Orlando Magic, they've been going through a bit of a slump, you could say, for lack of a better word.
Yes.
But now you can tell that they've got things headed in the right direction and they're really showing that now. But the feel during media day, I mean, it was a lot of excitement and a lot of joy. I've never seen a group that excited and happy during a media day where, you know, typically players are kind of going through the motions. They're kind of happy to be back. But this group was very happy to be there, very excited for the season. And they're still giving that same energy all the way 82 games through the season heading into the playoffs.
My expectations then... we're just get to the play-in tournament, I think would have been great. And I don't know, 42 wins? I mean, you look at now. So 47 wins, won the division. They're the 5 seed. Has this season been a success right now going into the playoffs?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Like you said, I was hoping for a play-in tournament because as someone who's been following the Magic for years, you know that, I mean, they'll take anything at this point, especially what they've been going through. But yeah, to win the division, to be the 5th seed, I mean, they were in the top 3 seeds for a while. They kind of went through a little slump there at the end of the season, but they managed to lock in a playoff spot, which is very difficult now. And yeah, I would say it's a success. I mean, obviously, the big picture is to try to compete for that championship, but technically, they are, and we'll be able to see what they can do here very soon.
How big was that win, Juan, on Sunday against Milwaukee to get in the playoffs and not be in the play-in tournament?
My goodness. It was huge. I mean, I was stressed for the Magic watching that game. I mean, to be able to – because now you're looking at the teams that are in the play-in tournament, and, man, I just – that's just a position you don't really want to be in. Like, yes, you're in a position to compete, to be in the playoffs, but to secure that playoff spot definitely gives you, you know, some time to rest, of course, and more time to prepare for your opponent. You know exactly who you're going to be playing, and I think that bodes well for a young Magic team that's, you know, they've proven that they can hang with some of these top teams in the East now.
There's no wrong answers to this question. We're here with Juan Rodriguez with Space Coast Daily. He's a sports editor. It's a great job. They've had Shaq. They've had Penny. They've had Dwight. They've had T-Mac. They've had great players. Paolo Banchero, I want to start with him. Does he have the potential to be another great player for the Magic organization?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I don't even know where to start with this guy. to see what he's doing in his second year, it's pretty remarkable. And he's on pace to follow suit of those guys that you just mentioned, those Magic greats. Second year, he's already an all-star. He already accomplished Rookie of the Year. He's pretty much accomplishing everything he set out to do. You know, they have that clip going around of him pretty much saying that the Magic are going to the playoffs, and here we are. You know, the guy is just a flat-out winner. He comes from, you know, Duke, a program where that's all they preach over there, and, you know, for good reason. But, man, the future is bright with him, and he's just a mixed-match nightmare. I mean, 6'8", 6'9", and the size and skill he has, I mean, it's exactly what you need in today's NBA.
It's funny, if you go back to his draft, the day before, I thought Jabari Smith was going to be the pick at number one. That's what every insider told me. And then I had Magic people tell me, no, it's going to be Chet Holmgren. And then right when they drafted, yes, it was this guy. Has he blown away expectations then? If all those stats you just said, I think he has. I did not expect all this. Did you?
No, I did not expect all this. I expected, you know, a good player. Because, you know, the Magic, they've been in the lottery the past few years. So my expectations for these high picks that end up here are pretty low because, really, the Magic are asking a lot when they draft a player very high. I mean, they're really asking to try to, you know, revamp this franchise. Ever since the departure of some of their big-time players, they've been looking for that, and they go and get Paolo Banchero. Like you said, the surprise pick. I mean, the Magic didn't show any of their cards to literally the selection. And, you know, I follow the odds just to see, you know, what Vegas is saying. And, you know, just a few weeks before the draft, it was a 10-1 that the Magic would even pick Paolo Banchero. And for them to land him, he's been a perfect fit. And he seems to really like it here. And, you know, he's connecting with all his teammates.
I don't think Chet Holmgren would work in Orlando. I think he went to the right organization. And think, they're the number one seed going into the playoffs. Do you feel that way with the what-ifs of that draft?
Yeah, you know, because you look at Jabari and Chet, all kind of similar players in a way. Obviously, some are taller, some are lengthier. But really, they were, you know, big wing players, next-generational-type players that the NBA is really leaning towards now. But, yeah, you know, Jabari and Chet, they just, as of from what I've seen, and even coming out, they just seem like very good role players. There's only a few players in the first round of any draft that really has the potential to just, you know, carry and change a franchise. I mean, you look, for example, way back, Donovan Mitchell, I mean, he went in the middle of the first round and no one knew he would be a, you know, franchise guy. And then all these role players get selected before him without knowing. So
the other piece of this is Franz Wagner, who remember, everyone... It was Jalen Suggs. I came on the air the next day, man, we got Jalen Suggs. This is exciting. What are your thoughts on Franz Wagner developing with this team?
Man, I love watching Franz Wagner play. And I think, you know, you keep him and Paolo together for the next, like, decade, literally, I think the Magic will have something very, very special. He brings that foreign side of basketball, you know, the EuroLeague German-style basketball that is a little more physical, some would say, but, you know, a lot more skillful with the way they play, their footwork. And Franz can hit the three. I mean, I think he's improving every year. And, you know, he's a 20-point-per-game kind of guy, even on the road, at home. I mean, you name it. And he just won the FIBA, the world championship last season. So the guy can compete, and I think that's something that really stands out from Paolo and Franz and Jalen Suggs is that these guys, they just want to win. They really don't care about anything else.
You had to bring up the FIBA thing, didn't you? I'm still angry about that. I love Franz, but Team USA has no business losing to the Germans at basketball. Okay? I'm sorry.
I agree. They have no business, and now they want to, you know, put together the Avengers for the Olympics. So,
but. But did you see the roster? It's like LeBron, Steph. It's an older roster. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, you know, I kind of thought the same thing. You know, it sounds good for, like, you know, All-Star game and NBA season. Obviously, you have the main guys. But the people I'm really looking to carry the load would be guys like Anthony Edwards and, like, Shai Gilgeous to really – I mean, these are the guys that are right now on top of the world. I mean, you're talking about – you mentioned earlier, the OKC Thunder number one seed with Shea, and then Anthony Edwards. I mean, this guy's getting compared to Michael Jordan. I mean, obviously, you know, that's a far-fetched, but when you talk about their games, I mean, it looks pretty similar, you know. So those are two guys that I would like to see really. I don't even know if Shea's on the roster, right?
He should be. I mean, yeah. He drops 30. All right, I'd put him.
Actually, I think Shea's Canadian, actually.
Is he? We got to look this up. All right.
Yeah, I might be wrong.
We need to look this up. All right, I'd put Paolo on the team. I mean, he's American. Can we put him there?
Yeah.
Come on. Like,
I would. I mean, you talk about size and skill, and he did good in FIBA as well. And, you know, Coach Mosley was the head coach for that team. They already got that chemistry playing, and right. I don't know. I think, as we mentioned before, expectations have been exceeded with him.
So. Okay, who are – all right, if we're going to construct a team real quick here with Juan Rodriguez of Space Coast Daily, I feel like we're thinking guards, but who are our bigs? Are we getting Bam Adebayo? Is he there as our big? Who else? And I think Joel Embiid is American somehow now. I think he's there, yeah. But he – Can I trust him to stay healthy? I can't. All right, so you'll have Devin Booker. Mm-hmm. Are you putting Durant on the team?
Oh yeah, I have to. Okay.
You putting Durant?
I have to. Just because of the size and the shooting he brings. I saw Jaren Jackson as a potential. I think I would not starting, but I'd put him on the team just for his defense. But he's up there. I mean, Jaren Jackson.
Yes.
Nightmare.
I will tell Jimmy Butler, I will trick him, telling him that it's May basketball and he has to make playoff Jimmy get activated. I think I'll put him on the roster. Are you okay with that?
Yeah, there you go. As long as you do that, we know we will get the real Jimmy Butler.
Okay, here's the roster. Bam Adebayo, Devin Booker, Steph Curry, Anthony Davis, who you can't trust to stay healthy. Durant, Anthony Edwards, your guy, Joel Embiid, Tyrese Halliburton, which I like, okay, mm-hmm. True Holiday, LeBron, Kawhi Leonard, another guy I don't trust to stay healthy, and a guy we didn't talk about, Jason Tatum needs to be on the roster, and he is.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, that's a pretty good roster. It's pretty good. I mean, I guess there's not many players that are left off that would, you know. I guess that maybe there's more foreign players in the league now than we thought.
Yeah, I love the Wagner brothers. I'm not losing to them in France this summer. I'm sorry. I'm not doing it. Okay, before I let you go, I know you do a great job also with Dolphins talk. I know you love the Dolphins. What are your thoughts going into the draft next week for this current roster?
Yeah, you know, I think some of the moves they made this offseason is kind of showing as to where they could be leaning. You know, we lost Christian Wilkins and some other Andrew Van Ginkle, some players on that defensive line. But they also brought in a lot of veterans. They brought in a defensive coordinator who specializes in defensive line. So I think he got some scheme fits to kind of lay off on the load of trying to draft defensive ends or tackles right away. And then – you know, if you look at the books for the Dolphins, they're set up financially to be out of pretty much everyone's big deals like Tyreek, Jalen Ramsey, everyone's deals after this season. Not meaning that they'll be gone, but they could be. So I think they'll try to get some insurance possibly and surprise people and get a receiver in a very deep receiver class.
I'm going to ask you the hypothetical then. Mm-hmm. Okay, this is a tough one. All right. What if you had the situation where the Dolphins owned the number one pick in this draft? Mm-hmm. Would you dump Tua and draft Caleb Williams?
Oh, that's tough.
Yeah.
You know, personally, I'm very 50-50 on Caleb Williams. I like him, but then I'm like, you know, is it just hype? I like Jaden Daniels a lot. I think he's going to be obviously a little more of a prospect. He might take a little more time, but I don't know. I'm kind of a fan of Tua. I like Tua. I think he's not as bad as everyone makes it seem. Unfortunately, he needs everything working well around him to have success. That's the only knock I would say, other than a few other things. But no, I think if we had the first pick right now, I'm taking Marvin Harrison Jr.
Okay.
I'll stick with Tua.
You're going to stick with Tua. And then are you going to pay Tua long term then?
Oh, gosh. Put me on the spot.
I know.
No, I'm not. I'm playing. I'm giving him a fifth-year option. And I want him to do it one more time.
All right. So your fantasy would be you don't pay Tua for another year. And your receiving room is Waddle, Hill, and Harrison Jr. That's what you want.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. That'd be great. And then, you know, if Tua doesn't work out, then he's got all the the next guy will have all the resources he needs.
If you're one with this, if you're my Bears, so you're taking Caleb Williams at one, that's done. All right. It's number one. Mm-hmm. They have the ninth pick as well. Would you take the best receiver on the board? Would you take a defense player? Would you trade down? What would you do with the ninth pick?
I see you guys already added some nice weapons. I mean, Keenan Allen, you already had DJ Moore there. I mean, if Romeo Odunze from Washington is there, I mean, that's all day. I'm definitely going to have to go there. There's a lot of good edge players in this draft, though. Even Florida State's Jared Verse and a few other guys. But I like the receiver from Washington. I think if he's there, that'll be the pick.
If they add Odunze, do they have a better receiving core than the Miami Dolphins?
Oh, sorry. I'm a little biased here, but I don't think as long as Tyreek Hill is on the field, I mean, I'm going to have to side with the Cheetah.
How can they follow you on Twitter, buddy?
Yeah, you guys can follow me at JD_Rodriguez on Twitter. And you guys can find all my work at spacecoastdaily.com. And we do a bunch of coverage all over the Space Coast.
Great stuff, Juan. Thank you so much for coming on. And come on in a couple weeks. We'll talk more Magic Playoff basketball, all right?
Absolutely, man. Anytime. Thanks for having me on.